Hello, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy, it's Julian.
Hey.
Hey, so I was able to negotiate with my underwriting department, and we actually can add a prepayment addendum to the contract. So that's good news. So I'm gonna email it to you right now, and what it is if you pay it off in the first 90 days, you're gonna save $3,000 in interest.
Okay.
So yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I was trying to get a hold of, once we got off the phone, I figured the numbers, it wasn't going to work out. So I called Fora and told them to go ahead with that. I haven't signed anything yet, but I got to make sure that I can. My issue is then it put a series of things in motion that I don't know if I could stop. I already ordered my truckload of wood to be coming in later this afternoon. So
When do you
I
have
know
to
you
pay
guys.
by?
What's that?
When do you have to pay for the materials by?
I have to have that thing paid this afternoon when they show up. I got to have a check in hand.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's kind of where I'm a little concerned, because they already had everything set up. All I had to do is do the electronic signature, and it'll be here today. And I just don't know that I can put the brakes on that and have everything go the way I need it to go at this point.
Gotcha. Let me place you on hold for a quick second. I just want to see if there's any possibility of having it funded today. And I definitely don't want to tell you it is if it's not. So we usually will quote 24 hours, but I've heard of us doing like same day things before. I'm just gonna place you on hold for like 30 seconds just to see if it's a remote possibility. Hang tight, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, Andy, there?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can get the docs in and everything today, we can get it funded today. Assuming everything goes smoothly, sooner you get everything in me, we can get that going. I just spoke with my lead underwriter, and it's possible that we can make it happen today.
Okay. I have to make sure, 'cause if I don't pay them when they show up, I'm gonna be in huge trouble.
I can't, obviously guarantee anything. There's not like I can't say with 100% certainty, but I would say with pretty high certainty that we can get it funded today. But the last thing that I want to do is put you in a situation where you mess up a relationship with one of your vendors or something, So.
That's what I'm worried about.
So we're aware of like the timeline that you have, and we're definitely considering that. So this is something that we can move to the front of the line, just given the urgency.
Sure. What issues would cause it not to happen, just so I can
Just not
kind
having
of
the,
like.
yeah, no problem. Just not having the correct paperwork, or if there's a mismatch with the checking and routing numbers. I already double checked all that though. I think we're good. But yeah, do you have, I think I mentioned something about rent payments. Do you have the June through September?
Well, we actually just sent out, so we had a discrepancy with our leasing company, and that's one of the issues I had to deal with Fora, where we showed in our books that we had paid them all the way through October, and they just sent us, I just actually had email correspondence with him yesterday that showed that where we had that discrepancy, and then he gave us his ledger, and the ledger showed different. And then when I went and looked, we had double put something in our books for the that showed that we had paid rent double in back in June, and it's because that's when we switched over to ACH payments instead of checks. And so my wife had entered in a check, and then we entered in an ACH payment as well. So we showed that we were further ahead. We got that all squared away yesterday, and I know that Fora talked to Sundance about that. And I already sent a check to them in the mail yesterday to cover that difference that we owed them. So that's one of the hoops that I had to jump through with them and that I already did. And that's one of the things I'm worried about is
yeah.
if that's stuff up because that has to be verified and yeah.
Well, if you want to get that stuff to me, I'll work through my lunch. I want to make this happen for you. Give me one. Do you mind if place and hold for like 1 minute? My underwriter wanted me to ask you something.
Sure.
Hang on a second.
Sure.
Hey there, Andy.
Yeah.
Hey, my lead underwriter's right here. He just wants to kind of go over the process with you just to kind of clarify a little bit. His name is Dennis. Would you mind just hanging tight? I'm going to put it on the phone.
Sure.
Okay, thank
no
you.
Problem.
Thanks.
Bank of Carter, this is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
Oh, it's been a
stressed. I guess stressed.
I don't mean to put like deadlines on these. I had everything put in place to go another option, and I can't really.
No. So Julian's in. Yeah, I was listening to his conversation. He's in sales, right? I'm the one that actually funds these deals. I'm in the funding department.
Okay.
We work with Fora. They're a great partner of ours. They're a good company. They'll take about 48 hours to fund your loan. If I have the same program, so I could send you that same paperwork they have. It'll take about 48 hours. The approval you have has literally no stipulations in it. I might be able to fund it today. So driver's license, voided check, landlord's phone number, best number to get a hold of you, correctly signed documents. I can get the ball rolling and probably get it done by the end of the day. There's a good chance.
Okay, yeah, that's where I'm, so I don't know, maybe they are lying to me. They're telling me as soon as I sign the electronic documents, they'll fund me today for sure.
Listen, sales is sales and lying is lying. They're two different things. I've been doing this for 12 years. If you want to go with them, go with them. If not, I'll fund your deal today.
I honestly don't. I'd rather go with you guys. I'm just worried about, because the guy I'm working with over there, I'm not really feeling him.
They're pushing your guys. They push me to send them deals too. Don't worry. I know what's up.
Yeah.
I've met them in person. they're not bad
sure.
people. But listen, send the paperwork in. I'll get this done for you as humanly as possible. Some of my approvals have like 20 stipulations. Your approval has signed documents, driver's license, voided check, landlord contact, guarantor contract. So if I can cross those things off, we should be good to go.
Okay, I see, and I did send Julian a driver's license and a voided check ready.
Perfect. Send the contract. I'll look it over right away. It's our lunchtime. We'll sit here and go through it right now. Make sure you didn't miss any signatures or any initials, and then get the ball rolling and get this thing done for you.
All right, well, I'll get it. It did. I don't know. Did he send that over to me already? Do you know?
The contract?
Yeah.
I'll get it. I'll have him resend it right now when we get off the phone.
Actually, I think he might have. It just, my thing literally just.
I think on that contract, the only thing, Andy, is it's confusing. It asks you to sign and initial as the seller and the guarantor. That's the most common mistakes. People just sign as the guarantor. You need to sign and initial everywhere it says seller and guarantor. And then send them back to us. I'll manually go through them right away, make sure you didn't miss anything, and we'll get it done for you.
Okay, you just need this one page here?
No, I need the whole contract.
Oh, yeah, you might have him resend it then, because I got page 10 of 10, and that's all I received.
Okay, he's going to resend it right now, too.
Okay.
All right, Andy, if you need anything, get him back on the horn with me, and then we'll get this thing done for you.
All right, thanks a lot, Dennis.
You got it. Nice meeting, Andy. Bye-bye.
Hey, Andy, you still there?
Yeah.
So I'll look from the email from you, okay?
Yeah, I only got one page of the, it's just the prepayment option.
Oh yeah, I sent you the whole contract in the original one. I'll just send it again, and I'll put it all in one PDF for you.
I probably just missed it. Here, let me double check. I bet I just missed it.
I'm gonna put it all together and send it for you. Send it all in one package for you. Okay.
Okay.
So it's all together, just to make it easier for you.
Okay. And then let's see. And then you still need it. So the decision logic. So here's the thing with that. They tried to do that too. It doesn't work with my bank.
Okay.
My bank won't allow them to log in, even with the security questions and everything. They had to call to verify that it was, or no, they had to call me, and I had to give them login information to get in there.
Who, your bank had to call, or your decision log had to call you, or?
The underwriters over at Fora called me, and I had to give them my login information so they could sign into my bank account to verify it, because it wouldn't verify through decision logic, because my bank won't do it.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we've ran into that a couple times before. We could work around it.
I'll get this stuff over to you ASAP, and that would be the only thing is, yeah, that thing, it wasn't. All right, I'll get this over to you as soon as I can.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to send you the full package, everything in one PDF, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay, thanks, Annie. Bye-bye.
Bye.